Feed the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Hoff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And today, Denny and I will be interviewing an absolute jewel.
Forgive him, folks. He thinks he's cute, you know.
Well, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it is. I'll have to give you credit there, Chip. And he's saying that because we are interviewing a gentleman by the name of Roger Jewell. And he is a Jewel, and he's from down around Bolivar, Missouri. Thank you, Roger, for joining us on Meet the People of MCB.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And as before we got started recording, we know that there's a little bit of a storm going on while you're doing this in your area. And it's moving my way up towards St. Louis area, but we may have a little trouble with the phone here, the phone connection. But we'll get through it. Sure will. So are you from the Bolivar area? Is that correct?
Well, actually, I was born in Michigan and around the Detroit area, but I grew up down in Florida and wound up in this area back in 1985, I guess, when I was in the military. I was stationed at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
And what is the cause of your vision loss? I assume you have a vision loss. You're not fully sighted or anything?
No, I do have a vision loss, and it's diabetic retinopathy, and then it looks like I've just been diagnosed with glaucoma, I believe. So that's on top of that.
So how long have you had this eye condition?
Well, I've been losing my vision for about 4 or 5 years now, and about 3 years ago, I finally gave up my driver's license and kind of just resolved that, decided that that's where I was.
Yeah. So. Okay. Chip.
Yeah. So, do you have any residual vision remaining?
Yes, I still have. I think I've got quite a bit of vision. Everything is blurry, and there's blind spots and black spots and all kinds of things going on in there. But nothing is clear. But I think that I get along okay.
Yeah, well, good. Well, Roger, are you married? Do you have family? Can you tell us about that?
Well, I've been married for 35 years. I've got 5 children who live in the area. They're all adults. And my wife is from Lebanon, Missouri.
And what is her name, and what are the names of your children?
Well, her name is Kathy. And then my children, from the oldest to youngest, would be Amber, then Hannah, then Jesse, Samuel, and David.
Okay. I've got a granddaughter named Hannah. In fact, she is one of the twin granddaughters. I've got Hannah and Madison. So sounds like you got a good family going on there.
Yes, thank you.
And Roger, do you use any adaptive technology? Do you use like a screen reader or screen magnification, or what do you?
I've got a CCTV, yes.
Okay.
And yeah. And I use that. Well, actually, right now I'm not using it so much. I've been living without electricity and water for the last 5 months.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
I've got a piece of property with 5 acres, and I've been living on that for the last 5 months. Mm-hmm. And we hadn't yet gotten electricity or water out here. Oh. And as a matter of fact, that just happened this last week. So,
wow.
So I'm thrilled to have some electricity and water finally now.
Well, I tell you, we were talking before we got started recording, and you have been a missionary to out of the country. So maybe you're familiar with being without water and electricity. A lot of missionaries go without without those things. So tell us a little bit about when you served.
Yes, well, actually, that's the truth. We were missionaries in the Dominican Republic for 18 years, and the Dominican Republic is a third world nation, and our electricity was turned off on a daily basis over there. We would go about half a day without electricity, and there are times that we would go several days without electricity, and water was the same issue. We would get water in the morning for about an hour or so, and then sometimes we would go up to about 2 weeks without any water. So you learn to adapt, and that certainly has helped me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chip?
Yeah, Roger, you mentioned that you were in Michigan for a time. You were also in Florida, and then you came to Missouri. What was it about Missouri that brought you to this great state?
Well, actually, it was the military who stationed me at Port Leonard Wood. And then I met my wife. I was going to a church in Lebanon, and I met her there. And we wound up getting married, and I was then my time of service ended in the military. And so I stayed in Lebanon for a time, and then we wound up going to Oklahoma, where I attended Bible college. And then down to Mexico and over to the Dominican Republic.
Now, is that the church in Lebanon that would, on Sunday nights, would send buses up, pick up the soldiers there and transport them back to their church and feed them and everything? Is that the same church in Lebanon?
Yes, sir. That's right. It used to be called the Free Day Away program.
Ah, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Okay. That was a neat program. They reached out to a lot of soldiers there at Fort Leonard Wood. Go ahead, Chip.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask you, Roger, they generally have around August have a big Southern Gospel concert there in Lebanon. Do you ever attend one of those concerts?
No, I haven't, but I haven't been in the area for quite a while, actually. I've only been back here in the States for about, 5 years, I guess, now. And I haven't been in Lebanon during that time.
Okay. So now you're the current president of the Lake Stockton affiliate. How did you learn about the affiliate, and what was it about the affiliate that that attracted you?
Yes, sir. Well, actually, I was pastoring a church here in Bolivar, and two ladies in my church were members of that affiliate, and Linda Dawes and Louise Cockrell. And Linda Dawes had been going there for the longest time. Her and her mother were very involved. So anyway, they invited us out. We do music, and my kids and I, and so they invited us out to do some music and to participate in, I believe it was their Thanksgiving program, and then another time their Christmas program. And so that's how I began to learn about them. And then it was after that, actually, that my vision got so bad that that I wound up becoming to the point where I was legally blind, and then a little further than that. So anyway, that's how I heard about the Council of the Blind.
Cool.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, Linda's a sweetheart. I really
she
like her.
She is, yes.
Yeah, she really is. Yeah. And her mother.
Oh, yes. She's a wonderful lady.
Did you know her mother?
I did not.
No, she was a great lady. Sure was.
Yes,
so,
yes sir. Eugene,
we're going to have Linda on here one of these days also.
That would be good.
Yeah, sure would. So, you also said you were in Florida and Michigan. And then you came to Missouri, then went into the missionary work. What I know that God led you into it, but what really made you decide to go into missionary work?
Well, actually, I was studying pastoral theology, and I was studying to be a pastor. And while I was in Bible college, I discovered that there were so few missionaries anymore, so few people who were going around the world needed missionaries, and my heart just became real burdened for the Dominican Republic in particular. So it was just one step at a time.
Yeah. I know before we got started talking, recording, we were talking, and It comes to be that our church, the church that I go to here in St. Clair, was one of your supporters as you went into the missionary work, the Mount Zion Baptist Church. And you know my pastor, Thomas Smith. So it's, as you said, it's a small world. It really is, Roger. Really appreciate yes. Getting to meet you. And that do you still do any pastoring or anything in the church?
I do not at this point. And I did pastor up until about a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. And then I stopped pastoring. And so for about a year after that, I did still teach Sunday school, and I did still have an opportunity to do some preaching. But right now, no, I'm not teaching or preaching anywhere. But I am hoping to pick that up again because yeah. It's really in my heart.
Yeah, I'm sure. Chip?
Yeah, I've got some other questions here, but I want to stay right here for a quick moment. So what type of tools do you use, Roger, to access the Bible or to access your studies? How do you go about getting the information you need to either share the good news of the gospel, or do you have like a talking Bible, or what? How do you access the Bible or the information?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm just now learning how to use JAWS, as a matter of fact, and I'm no good at it. And I've got a lot of learning to do there. But what I do for my general Bible reading is I use an app that's on the I've got a large screen. What do you call it? I don't want to say an iPad. What do you call that? A tablet. I've got a large screen tablet. And so I've got the audio Bible on there, and then cool. I'm able to make the letters really large, and then I use a magnifier on top of that. So I listen to the audio and I follow along as best I can. And sometimes I do pretty good, sometimes I don't. And but that's how I read. Now when I'm studying, I do use the software anymore, and you just have to make it large enough, you know, on your screen so that you can see it, and using magnifiers. And it's pretty difficult process, actually. You have to be pretty dedicated to it to do that. But I'm slowly learning how to use the technology. Yeah, and, you know, that's something that I really think we need in our group of visually impaired people and blind people is training for these things, because I was amazed at what my cell phone could do and how much it could help me. But I had no idea how to, and I've discovered most of the people in our affiliate here most of them are older, and most of them have no clue as to how to use these tools that we have.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's something we can work out, Rogers,
sure.
Chip or I, and both of us maybe come down and conduct a training class for the individuals there in your group.
Mm-hmm. I would take you up on that in a heartbeat.
Well, we would love to do it. Now, are you familiar with the TAPI organization company?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am, yes.
Okay, good. And they should be able to provide you with some training. Maybe they are. You said you're learning JAWS, so hopefully that's how you're doing it, not having to do it on your own. So, but, yeah, we'll talk about that and maybe get something set up sometime. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So,
yeah. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Chip?
Yeah. So, now, how long have you actually been a member of MCB? Since the time you've joined Lake Stockton, but how long has it actually been, did you say?
Yes, sir. I think it's been right about two years, just over 2 years.
Okay.
And so I've not been a member of the MCB for very long.
Okay. Is there anything about the organization, talking about MCB, that you found of great interest, something that really lights your fire, so to speak, something that you really enjoy, something that maybe you'd like to share with us about, something that you really like about the organization?
Well, the first thing for our local affiliate here, the first thing was just, you know, as I was losing my vision and I had no idea of magnifiers and the CCTVs or any of those things, and you go through that cycle of loss and with your vision, and in that cycle, I wound up becoming, well, I wound up becoming depressed and just sad and realizing that I couldn't do all the things that I used to do, and I didn't have the same independence. And so locally, what that did for me, just going to these meetings and joining, was it gave me such an encouragement to go on and to go forward, that there are others that are in the same boat that I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then with the MCB, I've been amazed at the helps that you all have or that we have as a state organization. And the program that we have for helping with the purchase of electronics and various things like that, and that, you know, it'll be a 50-50 helping to reduce, because everything costs so much for us. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And to have that is just an amazing thing.
Yes.
And then again, just the support, and the folks have been great. You personally, Chip, I don't know if you remember, but I called you back. Yes. I bet it was close to a year now ago. And I asked your advice about something, and you were so quick to help me and to encourage me. And, you know, that's the thing that I found here, is that's the spirit of the MCB. That's yes. the spirit of the ACB.
It's a great testimony.
And mm-hmm. I just think it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great testimony. We might want to use that sometime. It's
yeah.
You Chip is PR. Maybe want to get that.
Yeah. So. Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You said you had some other questions, Chip.
So now you're kind of learning the different things that the organization provides, the different services and programs. And you mentioned the Adaptive Technology Mansion Grant Program. And just to be able to get that support from individuals within your own local affiliate, and starting to grow, starting to reach out to other members of the organization. I'm sure that, you know, you're beginning to, you know who people are and recognize their voices. I know you really hadn't maybe had the opportunity to, you know, because of the pandemic, not to attend one of our state conventions. Hopefully maybe you will this year in St. Louis, but is there anything else, maybe one of the services? Because I'm, you know, just listening to you, Roger, I'm thinking, boy, I sure wish that maybe he could, you know, connect with our monthly peer support group. I think you would really like that. Mm-hmm. Or with our CCLV, special interest affiliate, maybe put you in touch with some folks there. You know, is there anything that... that strikes your mind right now about any of the other things that any of the other services or programs that MCB provides?
And Chip, we're having just a little bit of trouble with the connection here, so let me bring Roger back in here. Roger, he just asked a question that about services that you would like to see provided to your affiliate. So go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. No, I would love to participate in any of the services, any of those things that you mentioned. Personally, I don't struggle with the depression as much as I used to, but I do love to hear the stories of other people. It's such an encouragement to me and a help to me. And I'm trying to get involved in as many things as I can right now so that I can relay the information to the people of our affiliate, because I don't know how most affiliates are, but I do know that in our affiliate, we've got a lot of older folks who just, they're just not aware of so many of these helps that are out there. And I figure that the more that I can learn, the more I'll be able to teach them and help them along. And so that's kind of my goal right now.
Well, I'll tell you, Roger, Chip and I'd be glad to get mm-hmm. with you after this recording, and maybe someday just talk to you about us coming down and setting up a time to do some of the training and just tell the people about what MCB has to offer, and maybe just even invite the public to come in to the meeting. And we've been talking about doing something like that anyway, so we'll try to work that out.
That would be wonderful.
Your affiliate. Yeah. So Chip, go ahead with your famous last question.
Well, I actually had two real quick.
Oh, okay.
One, Roger, is how has your children been supportive regarding your blindness?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, kids are, when they get in their 20s, they get pretty busy with their own lives, but they've been pretty great. And I've got a daughter that lives an hour away from here, and she's got two children with one on the way. Matter of fact, she heard about the storm coming through, and she called me up and asked if I needed a place to stay and if I need to be close to her. And they worry about me quite a bit, you know, but and I really appreciate that. And they've been great.
Yeah, we're good. Well, my famous last question, Roger, is there anything at all about Roger Jewell that really nobody knows about except Roger Jewell that you would like to share with folks?
Well, there probably are a few things. The one thing I think that I would mention, and this is in hopes to help somebody else. You know, I think I've listened to a lot of different interviews that you all have done over the last several months, and matter of fact, over the last year or so, and they've been great. But a lot of times we think that people really have a good handle on things for whatever reason. And if I could tell one thing, I would say that, you know, I really didn't. This was all new to me and kind of blindsided me. And I've never been really anybody. I was abused as a child, and life seems to always have been hard. And, you know, we've gone through a lot of different things. But, you know, the amazing thing is that if you just keep plugging away at it, it's just amazing how things do work out. But yeah, I would say the one thing probably that most people don't know would just be, you know, the way I grew up. I was in a dysfunctional family, but you know, you don't have to stay there just because.
Well, Roger, we're losing you again. Well,
people
really
do bad things to you. Yeah. You have to remain there, so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you sure wouldn't know that you were in a dysfunctional family by yeah. listening to you now. You really wouldn't. God has just really blessed you and really appreciate
God has changed my life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything you'd like to say in closing, Roger?
Oh, I don't know what it would be.
Okay.
Really? You know, there's so much that could be said, I guess, but I'm sure it's all been said.
Yeah, okay. Well, appreciate you taking your time to do this with Chip and I today. And folks, Roger
yes,
is a fairly new member of MCB, so we don't not only have some people that have been around for a while, but new members too. We'd like to introduce you to you listeners to these people. And if you have anybody that maybe is a new person in your affiliate or someone that's been there for quite a while, let Chip and I know about them. And we'd love to do an interview and just tell MCB more about the people that represent MCB. You can give me a call at 636-428-1500 or call Chip at...
There, but my number is 417-540-9703. So don't even bother by calling Denny.
Thank you, folks, for listening, and we will catch you the next time on Meet the People of MCB. Be sure to listen again. You might even hear yourself on here.